Dream big and explore our world.
Storytime, anytime. Hey!
A music and adventure swirl.
Storytime, anytime. Hey!
A hike in the forest and swim in the sea. My meet silly creatures and learn new things. So sing great songs, travel.
Hi, and welcome back to another exciting episode of Storytime Anytime. Today we are going to learn about an animal that has no arms, legs, or eyes. This reddish-brown animal needs its body to stay moist, or it will dry out and die. Some people think this animal is gross, but really, I think it's pretty amazing. I'll give you one more hint. Listen to this song, and I think you will guess what animal we will learn about today.
Big fat worm came out of the ground to see the world and to look around. And as he gazed at the azure sky, another little worm came up nearby. Said he with a wiggle, "You're a cute little worm. Let's you and I go out for a squirm. I could easily fall in love with you if you'll condescend to a rendezvous." But the cute little worm just shook its head, and to the big fat worm it said, "No rendezvous between us two, 'cause I'm the other end of you." Big fat worm came out of the ground to see the world and to look around. And as he gazed at the azure sky, another little worm came up nearby. Said he with a wiggle, "You're a cute little worm. Let's you and I go out for a squirm. I could easily fall in love with you if you'll condescend to a rendezvous." But the cute little worm just shook its head, and to the big fat worm it said, "No rendezvous between us two, 'cause I'm the other end of you."
Well, did you guess? That's right, worms! Let's find out how earthworms move, what they eat, why these cold-blooded creatures are important for our ecosystem, and some fun facts that I bet you didn't know.
How do earthworms move?
An earthworm's body is made up of lots of segments. Underneath these segments are muscles. These muscles lengthen and shorten in wave-like motions, which allows the earthworm to move. Also, earthworms have tiny hard bristles on each segment to help them grip the ground and burrow into the soil. In fact, Earthworms can dig down over 6 feet underneath the surface of the soil. Did you know that in 1 acre of land, there can be more than 1 million earthworms? That is good news for toads, birds, snakes, and moles, because earthworms are good food sources for these creatures.
What do earthworms eat?
Worms don't have any teeth, but they do have strong, muscular mouths. Earthworms will feed on fallen, decaying leaves, grass, soil, vegetables, berries, and dead animals. Earthworms also eat animal manure, which is a nice word for poop. That's why earthworms are good for the soil.
Where do earthworms live?
Earthworms live on every continent except Antarctica. And there are over 6,000 different types of worms around the world. Earthworms are cold-blooded, so they need to live in favorable temperatures. They also need moist soil, oxygen, and food to survive.
How do earthworms breathe?
Worms do not have lungs. They absorb oxygen through pores in their skin. Have you ever noticed worms on the sidewalk after it rains? These earthworms are from the species known as rainworms. Rainworms come to the surface to breathe if their homes become waterlogged. Worms do need to stay moist to survive, so when the sun comes out, they will go back underground.
Why are earthworms important to the environment?
As earthworms burrow through the ground, they add air to the soil, which is helpful for roots and plants to grow more easily. Also, worm tunnels help hold the soil in place to stop erosion from water. Earthworm poop, called castings, is a natural fertilizer helping new plants to grow. In fact, some gardeners and farmers purchase worm castings to mix with their fertilizer.
Now for some fun facts about earthworms that I bet you didn't know.
Earthworms can crawl both forward and backward in the soil. Earthworms cannot hear, but they feel vibrations. Humans are made up of 75% water, while earthworms are made up of 90% water. If an earthworm's tail is cut off, it will grow back. This is called regeneration. Earthworms feel slimy because they secrete a fluid that keeps them moist while crawling through the soil. Earthworms are not male or female, but both. All earthworms can lay eggs. The largest earthworm found measured 22 feet long. And finally, in some parts of the world, people eat earthworms. And speaking of eating earthworms,
Stuck inside.
My soda straw.
The littlest worm.
I ever saw.
Was stuck inside.
My soda straw.
He said to me.
Don't take a sip.
For if you do.
I'll surely flip.
He said to me.
Don't take a sip.
For if you do.
I'll surely flip.
I took a sip.
And he went down.
All through my pipes.
He surely drowned.
I took a sip.
And he went down.
All through my pipes.
He surely drowned.
He was my pal.
He was my friend.
But now he's gone.
And that's the end.
He was my pal.
He was my friend.
He was my friend.
But now he's gone.
And that's the end.
The moral of this story is
Don't take a sip
of soda fizz.
The moral of this story is
Don't take a sip
of soda fizz.
Ew, that was pretty gross. Next time I drink from a straw, I'll be sure to look inside first. Hey, Can you wiggle like a worm? I bet you can. I hope you enjoyed learning about earthworms today. If you want to learn more about these incredible animals, consider making your own worm farm habitat. Of course, work with an adult. And who knows, if you use soil from your yard, you might find a few wiggly worms already there. This has been brought to you by Twin Sisters Digital Media and Evergreen Podcasts. Be sure to hit subscribe. If your children enjoyed these songs and stories, go to twinsisters.com to find even more ways for them to sing and learn. Be sure to subscribe to our newsletter for our free download of the day giveaways and promotions on exciting new digital learning content like these and much more. And visit our friends at evergreenpodcasts.com. Thank you for joining us at Storytime Anytime.
There is no hood like parenthood. When you meet a fellow parent, you just kind of get each other on a whole nother level. Hi, I'm Kanika Chanda Gupta. I'm a former CNN journalist, mom of three, including twins, and host of That's Total Mom Sense, the podcast. I interview changemakers on their life lessons, legacy, and superpower of intuition, aka their mom sense and dad sense. I've had some pretty amazing parents on my show.
Hey, what's up? I'm Kelly Rowland.
Hi, this is Chelsea Clinton.
It's me, Bobby Brown. Can't wait to share my story.
Episodes release every Thursday. Subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts and on YouTube. Join my tribe at thatstotalmomsense.com and follow me on Instagram at Kanika Chanda Gupta. I'm thrilled to be on this journey with you.